Sub-Saharan Africa is experiencing a rapid slowdown in economic activity and is predicting to be amongst the worst affected regions, according to the biannual analysis of the state of African economies by the World Bank. This has created the perfect storm for operating outside the norms of governance, best practice, and increase the motive for fraud and corruption in companies. Krivania Pillay, associate at a law firm in South Africa, Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, spoke to Teddy Sibiya, elaborating further on the heightened risk of financial fraud in the time of COVID-19.
Well, there's a few answers to that question. I think the most important one would be reinforcing the internal existing controls and actively looking for signs of criminal activity or potential red flags or even fraud indicators. Not only within their organization, but also when dealing with third parties, such as their suppliers.
Yes. Now, are employees likely to resort to fraud, corruption, and asset misappropriation to remain financially viable?
Absolutely. You know, the times that we are operating in, and we've heard this before, are very uncertain. And in these uncertain times, the three factors usually present in circumstances of fraud tend to present themselves more. And these are opportunity, motivation, and pressure. And the pressure is very real in the South African and in the sub-Saharan African context. You'll remember that earlier this year, the Financial Stability Review was released by the South African Reserve Bank, forecasting a 7% contraction of South Africa's GDP in 2020. So we are definitely in dire straits at the moment, and it's during these times that the pressure is on individuals and organizations to make ends meet. So these financial pressures, such as their reduced salaries or, you know, uncertainty of employment, that is actually the perfect storm for incidents of fraud.
Yes, but what are some of the proactive measures that businesses need to focus on and adopt in order to deter and also prevent fraud?
The main one would be a widely recognized mechanism to detect and prevent fraud, which would be investigating whistleblower tip-offs, which I'm sure you've heard of before.
Yes.
And these can be tip-offs that are usually received confidentially, either from internal or external sources, that tell tale on incidents of fraud, corruption, or bribery occurring in the workplace. And it's for individuals as well as entities to really be serious about going about the investigation of those tip-offs. It's also being alert to the fact that employees themselves pose the biggest risk to organizations through occupational fraud, and it's to make sure that all employees are constantly following the internal protocols and procedures, because it's often the overriding of those procedures that results in fraud.
Now, lastly, keeping an abreast of focused economic impacts and trends in the pandemic help businesses for long-term business planning.
I think that we've seen, a lot of sort of trends relating to financial crime in the pandemic. So we've seen fraudsters really increasing the ways in which they target individuals and organizations, be it through scams or fraudulent charities or selling unapproved medical products. So I think it would be for organizations really to be aware and alert of the risks posed, especially in the times of corona.
Yes.
Be aware of those and conduct their risk assessments annually or biannually to make sure that they are really in a position to detect fraud before it manifests in their organization.
That was Krivania Pillay, associate at a law firm in South Africa, Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, speaking to Teddy Sibiya.